Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is this Austin?
This is he.
Yes, I'm calling for national opinion surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. And what is your age?
53.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Now I'm going to read you a list of electoral offices. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Donald Trump as former president.
I don't approve.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove of his.
Okay, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Joe Biden as president.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have never heard of the person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And the first one is First Energy. Are you favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Derek Merritt?
I do not approve of this.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable, sorry.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or
very.
Somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. We almost finished with this survey. Now, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Now, if an election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrats Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
Probably no chance I would vote for him at this time.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for a captor, or somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make any difference.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if this makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please say so. The first one, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses and military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Is this make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true for you?
It doesn't make any difference whether I vote for him or not.
Thank you. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing our First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption.
You want my comment on whether that would have any effect on me voting for him or not voting for him?
No. Is this make you feel much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true for you?
No difference. I would still not vote for him.
Thank you. The next one. Derek Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted eventually to keep abortion access legal. Merritt supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio laws and make abortion illegal, even if the case of rape or incest. Merritt even wrote a legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
More likely to not vote for him.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sound extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Is this make you feel much less likely, somewhat, no different, more likely or not true?
No difference.
Thank you. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
More likely not to vote for him.
Thank you. And the last one, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt support anti-union laws that drive down wage for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age.
Difference.
Thank you. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or will you still vote for Merritt?
I wouldn't vote for Merritt no matter what you told me.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
I just historically would not, under the circumstances right now, the way things are, I would vote for Marcy Kaptur in against Derek Maron. It's a Marcy Kaptur issue. It's not a Derek Maron issue.
Thank you. Now, the last part is just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Probably Democrat, Independent.
Okay. Now, how important is politics to you, personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Not too important.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Hope you have a nice
day. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.